In Iraq, at least 10 more protesters were killed this week. Some 450 have been killed since they began taking to the streets in October, demanding a new government and an end to corruption. The movement, as the BBC's Quentin Somerville reports from Baghdad, is led by young Iraqis.
It's quite something to chill on a beach in the middle of Baghdad, staring at the green zone and listening to rap. 16 years of American occupation only brought destruction. This country is controlled by Iran. We've had enough, is how the song goes. There's volleyball and shisha. It's a vacation space, a break from a country that Iraq's young protesters don't recognise as their own. This part of the Tigris was a forbidden space. Now, it almost feels like a party. But the protesters say their ambitions are much greater. They want to create their Iraq. They're tired of corruption, of sectarianism, of unemployment. And they've already had some success, but it's come at a terrible cost. But that, they say, won't stop them.
My name is Hamza Ali Mohammed, and I'm 17 years old.
Hamza has been on Sinak Bridge above the beach for 40 days.
You say that while you've been here, there have been kidnaps attempts and you've been intimidated. What kind of threats have you received?
I received 3 kidnaps attempts and I ran away. And I received a threat, an envelope with a bullet, and they're saying to me, be a good boy.
They've had enough of being patronised and enough of history. They never talk about Saddam Hussein or the Iran-Iraq war. And they've had it with their government's excuses. Almost 500, mostly young protesters, have died at the hands of the security forces and Iranian-backed militia since these protests started in October. Iraq is a country with a personality disorder. It is Iran and it is America. Their influence and power affect politics, the economy and the military. I travelled to Al-Asad Air Base in Anbar province, the latest site where the proxy war between Iran and America has burst into view. Al-Asad Air Base is a great barometer of America's commitment to Iraq. The future of the Americans at Al-Asad Base is under question because Iraq is so outraged at the breach of its sovereignty by the Americans attacking and killing Qasem Soleimani, Iran's leading general, who was a guest of Iraq on their soil. They now want the Americans to get out of Al-Asad and all their other bases here in Iraq. Back in Baghdad, the protesters want Iran and America to take their fight elsewhere. Damn them both, they chant. Abdullah Najjar is 25 years old. He too has been on the streets for months. With soaring unemployment, rampant cronyism, he has nowhere else to be.
Do you think the government's listening to you?
No. No, they are not listening.
So what do you do?
On Sa'ad.
We are going to peacefully escalate. We haven't shot or killed anyone. The best we can do is burn those tyres, and this is a peaceful escalation that all countries can approve of. The state, the parties and the militias are all against us.
Back on Tahrir Beach, the mood has mellowed. The Iraqi national anthem is playing, though singing and chanting. The old Iraq lies just across the Tigris. The green zone, its blast walls, monuments, embassies and government buildings. The sounds carry across the water, and those inside have no choice but to listen.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville reporting there from Baghdad.